Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kentico Rocks 11. And if you haven't noticed, I'm using some funny words in my intro, but that actually means hello in Czech. And why am I doing that? Because with all four MVPs, as promised, we're going to go ahead and recap the 2014 Kentico Connection Prague. And it was a great conference, and I know all of us had had a lot of fun at it and learned a lot and probably taught a lot, and that's really cool. So let's just jump right into it. Let's say, Brian, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what exactly you liked about the conference?
Sure. You know, this is Brian Kieber. Welcome, everyone. If you were listening last time, you know that we're all four sitting here in the room, so I'm going to start off with that. It has been my pleasure to meet my fellow Kentico MVPs and see them in action at the conference. Everyone had their own session. A few of us were on the technical track. A few of us were on the marketing track. Believe it or not, yes, I said marketing track. We had a great time. But just seeing these guys in action that I've looked up to for many years now and meeting them face-to-face for the first time has been a really big thrill for me and I think for everyone else in the room. Alesh, do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. So, hi, everyone. I'm Alesh Mistry from MMT Digital. For me, the Kentico Connections is the second time I've actually been there. And as an MPP, it's my first. So that's an honor to just actually meet all of the MPPs in together. And they had excellent sessions. You've got to check them out. Whether you come next time or whatever, or if you can get them afterwards, have a look at their presentations. The other thing about connections is I always find this as like one of the best benefits is that you actually go and meet people who know about Kentico, who want to learn about Kentico and want to talk about Kentico. And that's the best thing you can get from this conference.
And what was your presentation on this time, Alesh?
Okay, for me, I am quite passionate regarding accessibility. So I kind of showcased a recent project we've worked on. Just illustrating what we should be doing because I love best practices. So I showed some best practice tips.
And I think you are definitely going to be known as the best practice MVP.
That's what I'm going to be.
Jørn, what was your take on the Connections Conference? I know you've been to quite a few of these. I think probably the most out of all of us.
So, hi everyone. Jørn Fuurs from IBL in the Netherlands. This is actually my fifth connection. I've went to all the European ones. And as always, it's a jam-packed conference with one-on-one sessions, which I really love. So you can go sit with the actual guys that help certain stuff. Especially, I like what you also mentioned, Brian, your sessions, and to meet you guys again. First time I met Brian McKeever as well, so it was really cool to see him in action.
Thank you.
And I think he got up to his reputation, so
thanks.
I had a session as well. My session was on continuous delivery, the road to continuous delivery, actually, and I've showed some tips and tricks how Kentico works in that direction. And I know you've all came to my session, so really looking forward to hearing your feedback on that.
Yeah, you'll be interested to see what I wrote. So, I agree. The connections are just a really great time to collaborate, just like you said, Alesh. And, I really want to go there because, I mean, I love being MVP, and I love talking to people, and I love teaching people. I like showing them the way, and I like, making that light switch on in above their head. But what more often than not, what they don't understand is they're teaching me too. Because there's 100 billion ways to do something, and I'll talk to somebody and they'll explain a problem to me, and I'll be like, oh, I never thought about doing it that way. That's a really cool idea, and that's really what it's all about. It's just the exchanging of that information and, spreading the awesome news that you might learn about this particular web part or module or something. I was fortunate with being able to present with Jørn inside the technology track, and I finally got to show some code. It may have been the first time in a connection I've gotten to do that, well, outside of a bunch of marketers that may not know what I'm showing them. But it was really good. I was on some great new features of Kentico 8. I really like live tiles. And one thing that's pretty cool that I think we all were pretty amazed to learn is the live tiles feature that's in Kentico 8.1 has quite an interesting history that I know we're going to kind of showcase a little bit, but it was actually built and kind of thought about in what's called like an innovation time for Kentico, where they kind of just get the opportunity to kind of expand what they do and kind of work on what they want. And I think it's like one of the greatest testaments to that kind of stuff. I know you guys do have some of that yourselves in your positions. And I mean, would you agree that probably like one of the best ways to get something new?
I do. I think it really shows the passion that these guys have. And I can be 110% sure of that now that I've met them all face to face. You know, if you're taking your own time and you have some freedom to work on whatever you want, and the developers choose to add a pretty cool new bell and whistle to the product, I just think it shows that you're behind what you do, you love what you do, and it just makes the product better. And I think it's a really great story, so good thing you brought it up.
It's pretty awesome. Now your session, you had quite the packed room. I mean, you said in the marketing track, but I'm telling you, you may have had more people than I did.
I don't know about that. Yeah, my session this time was on marketing automation, so I took one for the technical team, and I moved over to the marketing side, put my business hat on, and tried to show everyone some examples of marketing automation with Kentico's online marketing solution. I think it did a pretty decent job. I mean, I had fun doing it, and I got some good questions afterwards, but you know, I think that's one of the value statements of attending the conference, is learning ways that other Kentico partners, developers, and customers use the system, seeing the real-world examples. I mean, they have a whole track on real-world examples, but you don't always get to get the feeling of exactly how it was implemented when you just maybe read a press release or a blog post about a project. Actually seeing it and having the person who created it go through it is a really nice value that you get as an attendee. And, of course, I can't recommend going to these as much as you can, but I think we should switch gears quickly to the venue. I mean, this is
a
pretty amazing
awesome
venue.
Actually, Jorn and I have been to all of them, and I know he's seen a lot of places in Prague.
this year it was different than the other years in Prague because they actually were close to the castle, and they had like this monastery where they had could do the opening keynote, and it was a really nice atmosphere. So I'm not sure if you guys picked a lot of things up that were said during the keynote, but I was amazed by the surrounding.
That's why I didn't pick things up, as I was staring. I think it was the first Kentico connection with a painted ceiling, so I was staring at it the whole time.
We had the opening keynote by Peter Pallas. They also showed some nice demonstrations using the marketing automation, and followed up with Tony Ackman. What do you think, Alesh?
For me, it's like one of the amazing things is the venue and the shout out we should give to Kentico to say, you know, this was a really good event. Like, this is well organized. It's one of those things where you think, okay, like, you know, it's one of those things where you think, okay, this is a good stuff to go to, really. Like, it's really recommended. So that's the best thing about it, but also the speakers. And it's not just the tracks you choose. You choose different tracks. You can go to a marketing track and actually learn something from it, like the guys have said. The other thing we tried, which was quite new this year, which was new actually, was the MVP panel. This was something like, for me, a brand new experience, really. I think it's the same for the guys as well, but I was totally overwhelmed, and I think I appreciated the fact that people were there to answer the questions.
Well, what kind of format did the panel have this year that was new, that was different for you?
Okay, well, this time around we had all four MVPs at the same location. A massive deal, I think.
I know that Kentico did a ton to, you know, they did everything they could to help make that happen, and it really came through, especially in that session. I thought it was awesome too. Yeah.
Now, you said a comment to Elish about how there's not enough time in the day for you to attend all these things. Make that same comment again to the audience, because shines through.
Yeah, for me, the worst thing about this is the fact that I can't go to every session. I would love to go to every session that people provide, purely because I'm going to be like missing out on the conversations that come outside the room. So they're talking about this, and I'm like, oh, I could have listened to this. But I do the same when I come out as well. So that's another thing to kind of remember as well.
Yeah, it's funny, as I was sitting there at the end of the closing statement that Aldrich did, we were looking at the feedback form, because of course we want to win that prize, of course, but I'm checking some boxes of, I went to all these, but here are so many more that I could have done. It was like, man, I wish I could be in two places at once, but the content of the sessions, I think, was stepped up, and one thing that was different for me is, as someone who's went to all the U.S. Kentco connections, they had a little bit different twist on the opening keynote, where they brought in, after Peter's speech to introduce the conference and say hello, they brought in a new speaker, Tony, and he kind of talked about what it's like to be a hero with Kentco. And I found that really interesting that it wasn't a technical topic, but it tied the whole theme of the conference together. It set the tone. It got people excited. We had a really neat exercise that was pretty special, honestly. And I mean, just the way it started was really impressive.
You know, I thought it was very cool, too. I thought it was very different. And I just thought of a new catchphrase for this conference that we just went to just right now. And I think I wouldn't call it the, you know, Kentco Connection Conference. I think it was a Kentco Connection Experience, because there was definitely a lot of effort that they put into, you know, making it a memorable venue, not just a hotel. But I mean, previous conferences where the hotels were fantastic and everything about it was great, and they made it even better somehow, you know, by having this very unique and historic, you know, monastery with, you know, monks, you know, brewing beer, like right on the other side of the wall, they must have been, which is probably why there were less people in my session, I'm not sure. But, they arranged all the social events before the conference. They guided tour throughout Prague that Kentco arranged. So, you know, I've been here myself, you know, a couple times, and I've walked and I've seen a lot of these things, but I've never had someone sit there and tell me what it is I'm looking at. And I just thought that was a real stand-up thing that Kentco did, and I think it really enhanced it. And I hope that trend continues in every conference, every experience that they do. It just made it that much better, and I can't really, it's hard to find something bad to say about it. It was just, every bit it was just done very well. I know, like, Jorn, I'm sure you know, because you and I have been to, you know, all the Europe ones.
Yeah.
It definitely had a different feel, didn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it evolved, into a new thing, and I definitely agree with you. It's an experience, and added value by, the first years, for me, it was like going into this connection, and basically I only saw the hotel room. And for once now, this year they did something new. They actually did an additional day, the Sunday before, so sort of pre conference, with jam packed with a guided tour, like you said. Has some social events.
Don't forget the bowling, because I mean,
and beer tasting.
Our team won the bowling event.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we definitely beat the other two MVPs in the room.
Those scores are unofficial. Yeah, they're unverified at this point.
So that was pretty cool, and a nice thing. I like the sport theme also, with the running for heroes, the yoga for heroes.
And,
so.
And actually, that's an excellent point.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I think we need
None
a shout
of us
out.
Can
I think
make
we
fun
need
of anybody
out.
Else because all four MVPs showed up for the first day of the run.
The first
and,
day.
Yeah.
The first day.
The one that we said we would. So.
And we actually completed the run.
And
that's,
we did.
We wanted
so.
That, so.
I'd like to give a shout out to Marty Drill
also,
as also, being the
Marty
only
Drill
person
get started down in Australia.
Who was brave enough to move from the run into the yoga session.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think some comments were made that he mostly stayed upright. Let's just leave it at that. If you want to know more, ask Marty. If he's over at Get Started if you want to check him out. But and let's not forget about, too, the surprise that they had for us after the social event. Elisha, why don't you tell everyone what the surprise was?
Okay, yeah, well, the surprise after the social event was the, this was like a top thing for me. It's like, you come outside and you think, okay, what's going on? And you actually see fireworks.
Well, hold on, you're going too fast. Don't forget the setup. There was a special event that was celebrated, and there was a donation given.
So Kentico is 10 years. 10 years. The way that Kentico is going, and Peter Pan has set this up, which he actually mentioned in the first keynote, in the sense of how it's actually changed. And all of us can agree here that it's changed massively. You see every version you go to in terms of Kentico, it's all improving. So we had this kind of thing where we went to the social event, and then we were celebrating the 10 years. We actually went, and we basically provided, Kentico provided the actual amount they raised from the 10-year kind of fundraising charity thing that they did. And they
for the Red Cross, right?
Red Cross,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they awarded the big check, which was a big check.
$41,500.
That was not the end of it, which is the bit that I was going to talk about
There you go. Go ahead.
Yep. That's okay.
Yep.
You walk outside, and then there's this boat, and then everyone is completely surprised. You see lots of fireworks. These fireworks are not small ones that I've seen so far in my life. There's been big ones here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's actually funny. That's the first thing I said. I mean, I was blown away, obviously, by the check. I mean, that's an awesome, awesome gesture that Kensico made. And, I mean, it definitely proved that how much they, you know, they give as much as they get. And, but with the fireworks is actually, I thought it was pretty funny. I was telling somebody that, you know, being from the U.S., I've seen a lot of fireworks. So I know you have, Brian.
Yeah.
I've never been like 200 feet from the firework. And these are not the fireworks you buy on the side of the road. These were full on exploding in the air, crazy stuff. And that enhanced the experience, if not scared me a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely put a cap on things. And speaking of that, we're running up against our time once again. It's crazy when you have all four Kensico MVPs in one room. We can talk quite a bit about many different topics, and I think we're going to continue to do that tonight. So instead of staying here, we're going to keep that conversation going downstairs, probably at the lobby. And there might be something else involved with that too. But I would just like to thank everyone for joining the session. Again, it's a great opportunity to have all four of us in the same room. But if you have any questions, you want to know more about Kensico Connections, why don't everybody say how they can get a hold of you with your contact info and let the audience know.
Okay, for me, you can contact me on my blog, really. So it's www.mntdigital.co.uk/ilesh-mystery. And there's loads of contact ways to get to me. So there's emails, Twitter, Google+. So it's all out there.
What is your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is @IleshMystery.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For me, it's blogs.jeroenfuchs.nl or @JeroenFuchs. And how it's spelled, probably do a Google search on Kensico MVP and it will end up.
That is the best way to find it.
Yep. As for me, Brian_Soltis for my Twitter handle, or you can hit bigwizards.com. You can find me on Skype at Brian_Soltis. And you can find me, you know, looking for more fireworks around the Prague waterway, wherever I can find them.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks, everybody. This is Brian McKeever. Find me at McBeeve.com, where my blog about Kensico is hosted. And follow me on Twitter at McBeeve. And feel free to email me at McBeeve@gmail.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. And next time we will do this again and give you some more great tips about Kensico. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.